88.5 KCSN, Jeff Penfield here, and we've got a very, very special session with Dawes. Their new album, We're All Gonna Die, is coming out on Friday. They've got a special show coming up at Fingerprints tomorrow night, and then a sold-out show at Masonic Lodge at Hollywood Forever Cemetery coming up on Friday. Very, very excited for this album that's coming out, and right now joined by Taylor Goldsmith. Thank you so much for coming on by and playing some tunes for us today.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And this record kind of marked a little bit of a different approach. And I guess to start out, really, the last two records were recorded in the South. One was in Asheville, North Carolina, and then you went to Nashville for all your favorite bands. But this one, you decided to come back to LA and record it here. What went behind that decision?
Really, it was a circumstance. If it were up to us, we'd make every record in LA just because we're on tour so much. So any opportunity we have to be home, we want to take it. We worked in Asheville and Nashville happily because that's where our producers wanted to work. When we did Asheville, it was with Jakir King, and he wanted to get us out of LA. That was sort of important to him, and he liked that room, and it was an amazing studio. And then with All Your Favorite Bands, Dave owns a studio in Nashville. Dave Rawlings, our producer for that one, he owns a studio, and he knows how to, you know, manipulate it the way a guitar player does with a guitar player that he's really familiar with. And you don't, when a producer feels at home in a space like that, you don't want to take him out of it and force him into a situation that he might not be able to get those same results that he's confident getting in his own space. And so we were happy to go to those places. It was a no-brainer. With this record, by working with Blake Mills, who's an old friend, also at Angelino, he's been working a lot in East West, so we thought, okay, this will be great. We can just, because he was working on a record right before we got in there, so we kind of just he rolled it over. He didn't even stop. And so he was kind of already on a roll with that room and knew how to get it to respond certain ways. So it was really great being able to drive 7 minutes to work every day for a month and a half or so.
I'd imagine that's much easier on you. And for you, you know, as a touring band, someone who's gone out not only on your own, but also as an opening, you know, you're opening some shows for Alabama Shakes this year and so many other bands that you're just out on the road all the time. It's like, hey, let's go home. Let's record a little bit closer to where we are. And like you said, part of that decision was Blake Mills, mm-hmm. On board the project, of course, part of an early iteration of the band when it was known as Simon Dawes. How did that conversation start? Because obviously you're friends. I remember I think I saw you last year at another separate event on an album he worked on. And so how did that conversation start up where you're like, hey, do you want to produce our next record?
Well, we've always wanted to. With each record, they kind of, the producer kind of presented itself. You know, we didn't go through some big process of who are we going to work with on whatever particular record. It was always kind of clear. You know, with All Your Favorite Bands, I remember talking to Dave kind of before anyone, like, you know, what do you think we should do with this? And he said, I could produce it. And so, and he's been a friend for a long time, so it made perfect sense. And then with this record, like the first song I wrote was We're All Gonna Die, which is a much stranger song than anything that was on All Your Favorite Bands. And immediately it was like, oh, this is going to be a new, different thing, and maybe Blake would be perfect. And, you know, like I said, we've always been trying to find the excuse to start making records together.
Same ones we could also hate. just roll with the punches. Now you can't feel a thing. You just roll with the punches. Oh yeah. Existing as a miracle, band of static right behind your eyes that you filter everything through without knowing you do. A past and future synthesized. You just roll with the punches until you can't feel a thing. Punches. Oh yeah. You just roll with the punches until you can't feel a thing. You just roll with the punches.
We brought up We're All Gonna Die a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And I remember I was talking to someone about it, and he was like, the first time someone told me what the album name was, he's like, okay, don't freak out. It's called We're All Gonna Die. But really, the song itself, and really the whole album, but specifically the song, it's not the message you think it's gonna be. You know, there's a little bit more to just, oh, we're all gonna die.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, you know, there's been some friends that I've told, friends with darker senses of humor, who I'll mention it to, and they'll kind of chuckle to themselves, like, that's great, man, love that record title. And it's more, it's funny to them. And I appreciate that, but it's not simply funny to me. But it is, but it's not. Like, it's, I don't want it to ever seem like, I don't ever want it to seem to someone that it's us being insensitive. Oh, Dawes can think they can just talk about death and as if it's some sort of joke, which is definitely not the case. I'm as terrified of death as anybody, maybe a little more, or else I wouldn't title our record this. So it's something that's very serious, but I also feel like it's something that's kind of avoided if we can. Like, we keep it out of the conversation, and when it's forced back in, it can be uncomfortable to the point where it makes you laugh in an uncomfortable way. But it can also be sobering. It can also be calming. I feel like the more time you spend marinating on the fact that, like, no matter how caught up you are with the stuff you got to do by the end of the week, or the album that you want to make and how to sequence it, or the song that you want to write or your legacy or this crap, it's good sometimes to be mindful of like, oh, like this isn't that big of a deal. This isn't that important. It's really a means of, it's a means for me to spend my time. And that doesn't make it any less important to me in my life, but it also is, it just puts things into perspective.
She showed me the machinery that our words protect us from. How she could keep me in the moment. How that's all there ever was. I should call and ask to see her, even if it's just a couple days. I could meet her out in Georgia, or she could fly out to LA. gonna die.
You've done some collaborations on previous albums where you brought people in, like Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings did a song with, well, Dave Rawlings produced it, but yeah. Gillian and Dave were featured on a song on all your favorite bands, and then Blake previously on the record before that. But on this one, you really brought in a lot of folks. You had Jim James of My Morning Jacket. You had Brittany Howard of Alabama Shakes. You had Holly and Jess from Lucius come on in for the record. So you had all these different people who came in to collaborate on it. Was that something where you were like, let's get some people to give us a little bit of, you know, a little bit of spice to this? Or was it just, did they kind of present themselves, these opportunities?
It all kind of came around in each case pretty last minute. For something like When the Tequila Runs Out, which is where Jim and Brittany are singing those choruses. Before it was just me singing the chorus with a kind of a gang vocal, and we even did a final mix that way. And we just kept feeling like this isn't the right thing. This isn't done. This chorus isn't hitting the way it's supposed to. And then when we had Blake actually was working with Jim and Brittany on another thing, this other recording that they were all doing together. Blake was producing, and Jim's a really close friend, and Brittany's a friend that we've toured with a bunch, and we all love each other a lot. I don't know her as well though as I do Jim, but at the end of their song there was a little extra time, and Blake was like, you guys want to sing on this Dawes song? And they both were like, yeah, hell yeah. So that happened like that with Picture of a Man. That song was completely written and recorded without the section that the Lucius girls were on, Lucius and Mandy, and Blake, rightfully, I'm glad he noticed it, but he was like, I just don't feel like this is done. I don't feel like a statement's made. I don't think we're at the end of the phrase. I think this chorus sets us up for something that we're not doing. And so he's like, go try to write something else. Some sort of tag at the end of it. So I wrote the "Oh Man, Can You Picture It" thing for them to sing, and Blake said, "I want to have girls sing that." And I was like, "That's a great idea." So again, it was something that was just, it wasn't something that I cooked up at home while I was on an acoustic guitar thinking this is how this should be. It was a lot of kind of figuring it out as the studio experience was rolling.
And was that kind of the same way for some of the sounds you brought in, whether it was like increase, you know, getting this cool bass line in this song, or adding in the keys?
Yeah,
there?
Like
was
with,
it just kind of like you just tinkered around with things a lot on this one?
Yeah, with other records we've done a lot of pre-production where we'll go into a rehearsal space, or in some cases on play some small shows with our producer, and they'll be there, and we'll kind of learn from each other what we want to do with this material, and they and then we kind of have a really good idea of what we want to do when we go in. With Blake, we didn't do any pre-production. We went in as a band and familiarized ourselves with the material, but Blake was not in a good way. I mean, he knew all the songs. We'd been together a lot on the songs, but we, once we got in there, it was, we really broke it down and started from scratch. A lot of songs that we thought were going to sound a certain way, like Picture of a Man or For No Good Reason, ended up sounding completely different by the end of it. Like, or something like As If by Design. We had no idea that that was going to be the piano approach, or that there was going to be trumpets or anything like that. Like that was, that all found itself as we were in there, and, you know, someone just had the bright idea of like, what if we try this? So it was a lot of invention. There was a lot of inspiration in the room rather than, we know how to play these. Let's figure out the best way to record what we've already come up with.
I was lost inside a painting on the wall. A pretty baby with a cigarette was looking for a place to ash, stumbling toward the voices down the hall. They had Thriller on the stereo, not the album, just the song. The two dancers all in white that no one really knew. Out of leather jackets, there was a haircut reading palms. There was a line outside the bathroom that didn't really move. When the tequila runs out, we'll be drinking champagne. When the tequila runs out,
We'll be drinking champagne. When the tequila runs out, we'll be drinking champagne. When the tequila runs out, we'll be feeling no pain. Some girls forgot their bathing suits. It felt like jumping in the pool. Right after making sure the underwater lights were on, I was staring at a silhouette. I was blushing like a fool, letting everyone pretend they hadn't planned it all along. Then our host bust out of his bedroom with his glasses slightly bent. He gets up on the diving board to tell us how he feels. Ladies and gentlemen, we've begun the initial descent, and now it's time to pull up on the wheel. When the tequila runs out, we'll be drinking champagne. When the tequila runs out, we'll be drinking champagne. When the tequila runs out, we'll be drinking champagne. When the tequila runs out, we'll be feeling no pain. Saw my past life passed out, laying next to a handsome new flame. I didn't recognize his face too much, except for the grimace on his mouth. He looked a lot like me, seemed to be in pain. I didn't hear the picture window break, I didn't see the rising sun, but I could feel the morning breeze. Then I heard a tired voice speak up, say, I think this party's done. She asked if I could drive her home, then she added, please, please. When the tequila runs out, we'll be drinking champagne. When the tequila runs out, we'll be drinking champagne. Tequila runs out, we'll be drinking champagne. When the tequila runs out, we'll be feeling no pain.
Well, again, the new record from Dawes is We're All Gonna Die, coming out on Friday. They're at Fingerprints tomorrow, and then they've got their sold-out show at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, the Masonic Lodge there, on Friday. Taylor, thanks again so much for speaking with us
today. Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's 88.5 KCSN.